Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is Joe Biden's search for enemies. Stymied by inflation, frustrated by inflation, he is now looking for enemies, and he's even looking beyond Vladimir Putin. So how many times have you heard the president, Joe Biden, blame inflation on Putin's price hike? That's a quote, Putin's price hike. You don't need to do an exact count. He's done it a lot. He does it a lot. The problem, of course, has always been that inflation, including energy inflation, began well before Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine in late February. We discussed this in an earlier podcast. Remember, there was a Washington Post article published November 12, 2020. So that's just days after Biden was elected, 2 months before he took office. And there were conservatives in the article predicting that the price of gas would rise to $5 a gallon once Biden became president. Now, the Washington Post tried to debunk this. They tried to poo-poo it. Turned out to be true. And the prediction was based not on this some sort of supposition that Vladimir Putin would declare war on Ukraine. It was based on Biden's proposed policies. There'd just been a presidential campaign. He was saying what he would do. And a number of conservatives were saying, well, if he does what he said he was going to do, the price of gas is going to go way up. Okay. Now the price of gas has gone way up. And Biden's instinct is to blame anybody but himself. Problem is, he's operating under some constraints. First of all, he is politically beholden to a coalition of progressive climate change activists, and they're pressing him to move away from fossil fuels and toward renewable energy as quickly as possible. They are, as a matter of fact, if you look at them, they are very frustrated that Biden has not moved faster. So you say, well, Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. They said, well, sure. That's not enough. He stopped drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. They say, sure, that's not enough. He's taken steps to stop drilling on federal lands, kind of gone back and forth on that. He's taken steps to stop drilling on federal lands. They say, well, that's not enough. He's imposed higher drilling fees. That's not enough. He's increased regulation on the oil and gas industry. That's not enough. They want him to do more right now. So Biden cannot do anything that those environmentalist supporters might perceive as going easy on the oil and gas business. He certainly can't blame his own support groups, his own lobbying groups, for inflation, for adding to the burdens of millions of Americans who rely on cars every day. Problem was, Biden saw the price of gas going up, up, up throughout his first year in office. First year in office, not after the war in Ukraine began, but his first year in office. According to the industry group, the Energy Information Administration, the average price of a gallon of gas in the United States was $2.38 a gallon in January 2021 when Biden took office. Okay, $2.38. By the last week of February 2022, price was $3.60. That's a big increase. That was enough for millions to complain about. That's enough for a lot of pain for millions of people. Then, on February 24th, Putin invaded Ukraine. Now, this was a heinous act. It led to incalculable suffering in Ukraine. And for a variety of reasons, it also led to rising oil prices around the world. Price of gas in the United States, which had risen about $1.20 per gallon in Biden's first year, rose another $1.40 after the Ukraine invasion. So an increase of about $1.20 a gallon in Biden's first year, and then after the Ukraine invasion, another $1.40 a gallon. Biden's instinct, his reaction here, was to blame Putin for everything. Price of gas, as well as price increases in other areas. It cost 11, 12% more to buy groceries. He blamed Putin for all that. So last week, the government reported that prices rose 8.6% on an annualized basis in May. So what did Biden say when it came time to release that report? He said, today's inflation report confirmed what Americans already know. Putin's price hike is hitting America hard. This was almost like a punchline. I mean, whatever happened, Joe Biden stood ready to blame Putin. Problem is, that gets old. And Americans can see that is not entirely true. Yes, the war in Ukraine has led to higher energy prices around the world, but they were already going up a lot in Joe Biden's first year before Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. So it gets old, and Americans can see it is not entirely true. So now, Biden is branching out. He's searching for new enemies, and he just happens to have settled on the enemy who is most villainized by his progressive climate change supporters, the oil and gas industry. So this week, Biden wrote a letter to the CEOs of Exxon, Shell, Phillips, BP America, Chevron, Marathon, and Valero. He accused them all of price gouging, quote, at a time of war. So it was not only price gouging, it's kind of unpatriotic price gouging. Now, one might expect a president to use the phrase at a time of war when the United States was at war. That does not describe our current situation, but Biden chose to use it anyway. So he accuses them of price gouging, quote, at a time of war. Biden wants the companies to refine more oil and lower prices. Now, here's the amazing thing. In the process of villainizing the oil companies, he at least partially let Putin off the hook. And here's what he wrote, quote, Vladimir Putin's war of aggression and the bipartisan and global effort to counter it has disrupted the global supply of oil and driven up the global price. But the sharp rise in gasoline prices is not driven only by rising oil prices, but by an unprecedented disconnect between the price of oil and the price of gas. Okay, so he's saying Vladimir Putin's war of aggression disrupted the supply of oil, drove up the price, but that's not the only thing driving up the price. It's the oil companies too. Okay, quoting again, the last time the price of crude oil was about $120 per barrel in March, the price of gas at the pump was $4.25 per gallon. Today, gas prices are 75 cents higher, and diesel prices are 90 cents higher. The difference of more than 15% at the pump is the result of the historically high profit margins for refining oil into gasoline, diesel, and other refined products. Since the beginning of the year, refiners' margins for refining gasoline and diesel have tripled and are currently at their highest levels ever recorded. So, okay, it is partially because of Vladimir Putin, but it's also because of you, the oil companies. Okay, that's what Biden's saying. Now, he admits that the oil companies are in a difficult situation, that a lot of the problem is due to a shortage of refining capacity, and especially the fact that the producers took a lot of that capacity offline during the pandemic when demand plunged. But now he wants the oil and gas industry to snap its fingers and get back to the old way. Quote, I understand that many factors contributed to the business decisions to reduce refinery capacity, which occurred before I took office. This is Biden writing again. But at a time of war, refinery profit margins well above normal being passed directly on to American families are not acceptable. There's a war going on. Now, we're not actually in the war. There's a war going on, and so you cannot raise the price of gasoline. So Biden asked the companies, this is still in this letter to the CEOs of all the big oil companies, asked them to, quote, take immediate actions to increase the supply of oil, of gas and diesel. Quote, your companies need to work with my administration to bring forward concrete, near-term solutions. In advance of that, I request that you provide the Secretary of Energy with an explanation for any reduction in your refining capacity since 2020. He's demanding an explanation. Why is this happening? In this last bit of the letter, the lack of refining capacity and the resulting unprecedented refinery profit margins are blunting the impact of the historic actions my administration has taken to address Vladimir Putin's price hike and are driving up costs for consumers. This is Biden writing again. I appreciate your immediate attention to this issue and your efforts to mitigate the economic challenges that Vladimir Putin's actions have created for American families. So, yes, it's Putin's fault, but you and the oil industry are making it worse. As a matter of fact, you've done something is the worst thing imaginable, which is you're blunting the impact of the historic actions my administration has taken. So this is Biden to the oil companies. Now, he's still talking about Putin's price hike, but he has now officially added to his victim list the companies that he said make Putin's price hike worse. Now, in doing that, Biden is echoing the words of a former rival, kind of appropriating the words of a former rival, and we're going to talk about that next.
The chance for nuclear war increases every day that the war in Ukraine continues. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, national security expert Brandon Weikert and I also discuss how China is weaker than Russia in one key area, why Taiwan's defenses are dangerously weak, and how Joe Biden wants to make the same mistake with Iran that we did with China. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about Biden appropriating the words and arguments of a former rival. Going to do that in just a minute, but I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, maybe even learning from the podcast, it'd be really great if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes or anywhere you get your podcast. Would really, really appreciate it. So, who is that former rival? Well, of course, he's Bernie Sanders. The Vermont socialist has been calling for high taxes and price controls on oil companies since the first days of the Russian invasion. Of course, that's the kind of thing Sanders has called for decades. Two days after the invasion, Sanders tweeted this: "We can no longer allow big oil companies, huge corporations, and the billionaire class to use the murderous Russian invasion of Ukraine and the ongoing pandemic as an excuse to price gouge consumers. It is time to enact a windfall profits tax and reasonable price controls." Shades of Jimmy Carter. You know, we were talking about comparisons between Joe Biden and Jimmy Carter. Well, now Bernie Sanders would kind of like to go back to the days of windfall profits taxes, which didn't work. Now, Biden isn't going that far. But the problem here is, the big picture of what we've been talking about, the problem is he has a basic conflict. His climate change activist supporters want the United States to rely less on oil and gas. But now the U.S. needs more oil and gas. Biden has tried to make his supporters happy, but he has for the moment bowed to the reality that the U.S. needs more oil and gas. He's even asking the Saudis, remember, whose leader he wanted to make into a pariah, to help out, please pump more oil. He is pushing the energy companies. He is looking for villains to condemn, but he still has this problem. After the letter was released, the letter to the oil CEOs, an oil company analyst named Patrick DeHaan tweeted, kind of a snarky tweet, "White House begs oil companies to improve situation." And then DeHaan imagined kind of a dialogue between the oil companies and the White House. "Can we drill? We'd rather you not. Can we build a refinery? We'd rather you not. Can we build a pipeline? We'd rather you not. Just make it better." That's the situation between the oil companies, the energy companies, the fossil fuel companies, and the Biden administration. And that is the Biden conundrum. The situation is getting worse, and instead of working to increase American oil and gas production, he's struggling to find just the right people to blame. And as always, that's anybody except himself. So that's what I wanted to talk about. Thanks so much for listening. Really appreciate it anytime you can. Hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
A man is arrested for trying to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh. San Francisco voters recall their pro-crime district attorney, and the World Bank says the economy is going to be bad for the rest of the decade. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.